Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
A million years ago, or so it seems, my wife and I coached a Little League team together. I even had the opportunity to umpire games on the lines and behind the plate as well. But my real enjoyment came when I was led into the, you guessed it, announcer's booth, and we announced the lineups when the kids came to bat. Let me tell you, Little League has changed since we coached in 1989. I discovered this over the past week when I was asked out of the blue to announce the 12-year-old California Section 2 Championships in McKinleyville. And congratulations to the McKinleyville 12-year-olds for their undefeated go at another big win. When I say things have changed, I'm referring to a couple of things that the announcer is in charge of, outside of telling folks what's at the snack shack and calling the players' names. For openers, there's a professional sign on the bleachers each side that says, and I want to read it completely to you, is for the parents and friends and relatives that obviously need to be reminded. It reads like this: these are kids. This is a game. Coaches are volunteers. Umpires are human. This is where I insert, so are announcers. And finally, your kid does not play Major League Baseball. Now, it's a thin line and extremely easy to cross when you forget the kids are just that, kids playing a kid's game. It's supposed to be fun for everyone, and once in a while it takes a village to calm an adult. Yep, even lately. And a tip of the hat to Commissioner Dan Moody for helping. The stands were overflowing in McKinleyville Tuesday night. Standing room only, and while I'm used to an announcer's booth away from the crowd, I got the pleasure of being right behind home plate, having the herd directly behind me. Still a lot of fun, and I witnessed some fantastic baseball. The actual only run was scored unearned. I'd give you the play-by-play, but suffice it to say, there were only two errors in the whole game. The other thing that was totally new to me was the participation of the players in front of home plate after they'd been announced. It was my job to read, and theirs to repeat after me, the Little League Pledge, which goes, "I trust in God. I love my country. I will respect its laws. I will play fair and strive to win. But win or lose, I'll always do my best." I have to admit, when it came to "I love my country," people noticed I was losing it. I kept thinking it'd be great if we all, when we went to work or school, we had to repeat that same sentence pledge. Now, these are 12-year-olds. Winners or losers, they have the opportunity to create a memory for a lifetime. And in that memory, just maybe, they'll continue on with the faith and hope in that Little League pledge. I know it helped me in a simple perspective that I'll share with many of my friends on social media and other places. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment, and God bless America.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.